Yeah.
That's right. It is Friday. We have a new day. We don't have new opening music. It's the same fucking theme song. But we opened up with Friday by Rebecca Black because we are now releasing our episodes on Friday. I'm recording this on Friday. I have all day to do this. And it's kind of beautiful because I have no real plan on what to do or anything. I'm using a new recording software, a new editing software. I'm just doing everything new today, trying it all out. Like I said, I have no game plan. This is just me showing up, testing out this new audio software, I guess. I'm using Audio Direct now, which is different. It's not as simple as Audacity. I don't know if editing or anything is going to be the same. I don't know how smoothly this is going to go. But I do know that I can record more than one track now, so I don't need to record like a video off OBS, strip the audio off that. I can do it all in this. I can get different tracks down, record like fucking 100 tracks at a time if I wanted to. That's way too complicated though. It's going to be a lot easier though to get somebody on Discord or Zoom or something and then just kind of hammer out a podcast audio only, because I don't have full-time video yet until I figure out how to edit that. However, some good news. I have Wednesday nights off now. I'm no longer working the 17-hour shift. You know, just in time for us to switch over to the Friday podcast. I did this to give myself more time because on Wednesday I was working from 2 p.m. until 7 a.m. Thursday morning. And then I have soccer practice on Thursdays now. I had soccer practice yesterday in the pouring rain. And it's just kind of, Thursdays are a little hectic. But now I'm going to actually be able to sleep at night. And I think the garbage man's outside, and you can probably hear that. So I'm going to wait for them to pass. I'm not going to take this out because content, baby! Okay, I think he's gone. I think we are safe. But then I made weird sounds with my chair. You know, it's okay. It's a new audio recording software. I got to hear the stuff. I got to see how it goes. Got to just do whatever. Let's talk about this week. This week started off with a solar eclipse, which was a lot of fun for me, a nerd. However, I know a lot of people just didn't care. You didn't go outside, you didn't look at it. Now, I was in a spot where I have 99% coverage, and it kind of dimmed. I told people it was like whenever I went to Alaska, and at night the sun just kind of set behind the mountains. It didn't go like the whole way down. I went in June, I believe. And it was pretty cool. It never went dark. It just dimmed, is the way I describe it. But I saw videos of people who went to like where the totality was, and it got fucking dark for like a full minute or two. Like, that would be sick. I kind of wish I traveled now. Maybe in 2044 or whatever, whenever it's back in the U.S., I have the means to actually take like a mini vacation to enjoy actually seeing it get dark and stuff, because I think that's pretty fun shit. I know, like I said, a lot of people were underwhelmed, especially around here. They're like, I thought it was going to get dark. I'm like, no, it's only 99% covered, which sounds like a hefty number, but the sun is bright as fuck. You know, easy science. Also, I mentioned that we had Rebecca Black in the morning playing Friday. I just want to point out also that she makes new music. Like, she is still making music, and her newer stuff is actually pretty fucking good. It's not like that meme-y Friday stuff, although Friday's an absolute banger. Gotta give her credit. Hey, she knows how to get famous. Just make a meme song. I don't know why I haven't thought of that yet. Probably because I sound like shit whenever I sing. But yeah, no, solar eclipse started this week, and a lot of conspiracy theorists are like, well, it's taking a path where all this political and like murder shit happened, and like, okay. Alright, yeah, it took a path dictated by the way the sun sits in the sky and we rotate around it and the moon rotates around us. That's how this is dictated. It's not like, this is not a government attack. If you think it's a government attack, just kind of wear your tinfoil hat out in public so I know not to talk to you ever. It's silly. There are some people who actually believe we're going to get some kind of like superpowers out of this. or maybe like the internet is just like, I want to believe at this point that everything on the internet is troll, even though I know that people are just really that fucking stupid these days. Yeah, I didn't get superpowers. Trust me, I jumped off my roof, I broke my leg. That's a completely fabricated story. You aren't getting superpowers, you aren't going to mutate, it's not a government attack. It was just a really cool spectacle that nature put on for us. And I hope that you didn't stare at the eclipse without some solar protection, or else you should probably go like file disability right now, you know? There's going to sound like there's a weird kind of time jump here because I went on a completely incoherent personal rant that just didn't make sense, so I removed it. So, moving on. Speaking of which, I will be going out of town this Saturday to do an escape room with my best friend's family. So that'll be pretty exciting. We'll probably report on that next week if I failed or not. I have a pretty good escape room record. I've only ever not escaped once, and I would argue that was because the escape room didn't make sense. It was like, literally, you know, you have to correlate the balloons on the wall to letters of the color they were, and they were all one color, but you were supposed to get more than one letter out of that, so I would argue that it shouldn't count, and I should just have a perfect record, but for now, I just say I have however many escape rooms I did, and won. It's a much higher winning record than a losing record, because there's only one on that loss column. It was the first escape room I ever did, and I thought they were dumb, because it was a dumb escape room. Now I love them, and I'm doing like some escape room with a very, very low success rate, so putting my record on the line, we'll see if I'm able to continue to just have that one in the loss column with one small blemish, or if we add number two to it. I like to think, going in with the team that we have, that we are going to escape it. It'll be fine. My record will remain intact as pretty damn good. Let's talk about soccer a little bit as a newer coach. I touched on this last week with Mitch. If you haven't checked out that podcast, go back now and check it out. I have kind of a new philosophy on soccer. I used to teach that, you know, teamwork was like the most important thing. And I mean, I still hold by the most important shape in soccer is a triangle if you want to like teach your kids or something. The reason the triangle is the most important shape is because you should always have two options to pass to. If one's covered, the other one should be open, unless there's a really good defensive team. And then you have what I now deem the most important thing in soccer, space. If the reason I say this, and I had to explain this to the parents because everybody was like, oh, you're telling them teamwork's not good. I was like, no, teamwork is still very important. But if teammate A over there is covered by defender A, and you look to your left and teammate B is covered by defender B, but you have a lot of green in front of you, keep the fucking ball. Just keep it. Just dribble. Dribble a little bit. And then once one of the defenders comes in on you, that's when you look to get rid of it. If you have space in front of you, take it. The reason I teach it now that way is because I notice a lot of kids will, they're too good of teammates. They're too nice. They don't play selfish enough. They'll see that their teammate is covered, and they're like, oh, I was told I need to pass it. And they'll pass it, and the defender has an easy takeaway right there. So, I mean, it's putting your teammate in a lot of extra stress. Look for the green. Look for the green. Pass to the green. Run into the green. Wherever there's space, that's where you want to be. You don't want to be routing other people. The soccer field's big, so why clump up with everybody? It's like, I mean, they're kids. But to explain this to adults, because I don't think I have any kids listening, and if you are a kid listening, like, earmuffs the entire time. But, like, we grew up, we don't like people now. So why do we want to be near people on the soccer field? If somebody wants to get us that ball, they're going to pass the ball to us. All right? So if you want to get your kid into soccer someday, teach them space and the triangle. Space and the triangle, two most important things in soccer. Then we'll get into other fundamentals another day. If you're interested, reach out to me. I'll talk about soccer all day long, I swear. So let's jump into another sport, and then I'll talk about something I did today, in the middle of recording. But and then we'll call it. We'll make it nice and easy to digest, because last week was a pretty hard hitting. It wasn't hard hitting. It was a light topic one, but it was a very long one. So we'll just, you know, we'll easy to digest today. New content. new day, just everything new. New audio recording software. It's just going to be a great day. It's been raining for 40 days and 40 nights here. Somebody tell Neller to build the ark because I think it might actually flood. Let's talk about MLB The Show. So I went on this rant the other week saying, like, do not buy it. And then I became a hypocrite and bought it, which is cool because now I can actually talk to you about the differences between 23 and 24. But, like, I'm also disappointed in myself because I did not need this. And I still did not need this. The way I'm looking at it is I should have waited for a sale. And that's what I would recommend to you. If you want to upgrade from MLB The Show 23 to MLB The Show 24, I do believe it is worth the upgrade, but I do not believe it is a $70 upgrade. I would say it's a, like, if it drops down to 40, yeah, jump on that. I'd say it's a $40 upgrade with all the extra features and how much better the gameplay is, because the gameplay is a real good selling point, and that's what ended up getting me. It's been out for like a month now, and I was like, looking at videos and stuff, and everybody's like, the gameplay alone is worth it, the gameplay alone is worth it. And the additions are fine, you know, it's whatever. Franchise mode's literally the same fucking thing, just the gameplay alone is what the upgrade is worth, and I'd say that's about a $40 upgrade. I'm not incredibly mad at myself for spending $70 on it, because I've probably already put $70 worth of gameplay into it. I bought it like Monday, and I already have over 20 hours into it, which is the length of some of the full games people release. So I'm putting my time into it. I know, where do you get 20 hours put into it during the work week if you're so busy? Those are details for another day. That's my secret to hold on to, you know? I can't be talking about that, but night shift. That's how many hours are registered. Realistically, I probably only played for 5 or 6 because it is on in the background a lot. And I will get probably fucking 70 to 80 hours out of this at the minimum, I would imagine, which breaks down to under $1 an hour. So worth my investment. But I would just, the franchise mode is so fucking good. Even though they need the connected one back, it's so fucking good. It's just the most detail you can put into a sports game. The way they progress and regress, the way the contracts are built, the way the season is managed, free agency is handled. I don't know if that's just because baseball is that much more detailed than football, but I think it's mostly because the companies are different and EA is just absolute garbage. So that's my take on it. If you are a casual gamer, if you are, here's how I will rank it. If you are a hardcore baseball fan, yeah, go for the upgrade. It's worth it. If you're going to play Diamond Dynasty and all that stuff, absolutely $70, 100% worth it. If you're a franchise guy like me, Road to Glory. If you want to play as a female, I guess. Other than that, Road to Glory is absolutely the same. But if you're a franchise guy like me, I'd wait till it drops down to $40. If you're a casual player, I'm a little bit more hardcore on the management than most probably. If you're a casual player, I'd wait till it drops down to $30. But it is worth the upgrade. There are some things I don't like. Like, they took out the recap radio in between games, which I really enjoyed because you got an idea of what was going on around the league. And it's one of those games where, like, if you sim it, you want to know what all happened, especially within your division. But they took that out, unless it's just somewhere I can't find. I haven't heard it yet, disappointingly. It was weird because I had to readjust to playing the game again, even though I just played 23 like earlier the day that I bought 24. It's just a completely different adjustment because I was playing on sliders. And I decided I'm just going to play on Hall of Fame default. That way I don't need to come up with sliders every year for it. It should just play close to the same, which for me, where I don't understand baseball at the level that I understand football, it's just fine. And honestly, it plays well on default sliders. It's not like EA where you need sliders for it to fucking... It's not like Madden where you need sliders to make it playable. Which is why I'm not playing Madden right now. Because it, I just feel like it's in a bad spot. But I'll be getting the NCAA game when it comes out. Or, I'm sorry. EA College Football when it's coming out. I think they're calling it 24. I'm not 100% sure. It might be 25. I think they did say 24. I think it's EA College Football 24. July 9th, it got a release date. So we still don't have a lot more detail. We're going to wait until May whenever they drop more detail to talk about it. But we do have a date. July 9th is whenever EA College Football is coming out. I will absolutely be getting it on release date. Because if it's anything like NCAA 14, it will be the best football game that I have played since NCAA 14. I promise you that. It's going to be probably worth the money. And if you're on the fence on spending $70 on a EA game, I understand. Give me 2 weeks after release date. I'll tell you if it's worth $70. I'm not, and you know, I'm not afraid to shit on EA. Fuck EA. One more thing, and then we'll get the fuck out of here for the day. I became a plant daddy today. I cringed just as much the first time I said that as I just cringed now, saying plant daddy. I went to the local plant nursery, literally what they're called is plant nurseries, and I adopted 2 plants. I don't know if you say you adopted plants, but that's what I'm going with since it's called a nursery. I got myself a money tree and a Fiscus ginseng. I got the Fiscus ginseng because it looks kind of Japanese, looks kind of like a bonsai tree, and then I got the money tree because it's supposed to bring luck and supposed to be really hard to kill. They're both supposed to be really hard to kill. I literally walked in, I was like, I am looking for plants that are difficult to kill for beginners. And she's like, alright, well, this is our selection. And then I'm left with 2 plants. So I'm a new plant daddy. I do not have names. If you have names, suggest them to me. I have a money tree and a Fiscus ginseng. I don't know if I'm saying that right or not. They're supposed to help filter the air, though. Supposed to be, like, really easy to take care of. And they look nice. Yep. This is adulting. I'm very excited to have 2 plants. Another thing I'm excited for is if I ever get a Roomba. Yeah, adulting is exciting over plants and vacuums. I need to do dishes so I can be excited over an empty sink. Yep. Adult life. It's pretty fun. I think that's what I'm going to title this, something like Adult Life, and then nobody will understand until I get to the end. I'm going to wrap it up there, though. I've been talking long enough. I talked so fucking long last week. If you want, it's got great feedback from all my listeners. Mitch Yard, High Frequency Media, Meandering Mitch on the socials. Go check out our podcast. If you made it this far, I think you somewhat enjoy listening to me. I've hit that milestone of double-digit listeners every week, so thank you for joining me along on this ride. And it was a lot of just kind of rambling. I went back to the ramblings of an old man, and it's what it is. I'm still kind of... It was a very busy week, so my brain's still very much like scattered and jumbled, and all those synonyms set me in the same fucking thing. And next week, I'm going to return to my... I don't want to say like proper sleep schedule, but a normal sleep schedule for me where it's consistent. That's the word. I'm going to return to a consistent sleep schedule. So hopefully I'm able to gather my thoughts and everything more, get back more into my routines, and then I will be able to create the best content. And depending on how editing this goes, I might be using this software going forward. So please, for today, let me know how I sound, what you think of the quality of the podcast, rate the podcast, share it with a friend, share it on social media, and thank you as always for listening. Bye bye. At this point, I just like leaving these little notes at the end, so if you stayed for the little note, thanks. Bye.